This night.
Jejeli. Yes, so good evening, ladies and gentlemen, for inside the beautiful city of KD. Welcome to Area Code on Top Correct FM. And as you already know, every Wednesday, once Agogo knocks 7 o'clock like this, we dey come aside on top our Area Code Waka with our people for inside the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict and Peace Building. As we dey chook eye on top things and things, plus including issues, we go fit help our community to dey better so that we go address the impact of counter-terrorism and the harm on top the ability of civil society organizations for inside terrorism ravaged settings to take organize and operate freely. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you specially to this Wednesday edition. Today, now the 6th day of September 2023, and to follow me waka for inside the levels, I get our correct person, will be Bako Abdul Usman. My brother, welcome to Correct FM.
It's a pleasure being with you on this program.
Yes, so Bako Abdul Usman from Civil Liberty Organization and now chooking eye person on top matters where we go talk this evening. So therefore, follow us online. Make with a move on top the levels as we go to discuss things and things with us all.
This night.
Yes, so as it be so like this beautiful evening, we won't even look activities of informal security agencies. Informal security groups like Karauta, where they get for Kano, Kasilea for Kaduna, as they take the set up roadblock, CJTF and Hisbah in most parts of the regions. While this group, they work effectively alongside law enforcement, we don't collect some reports of excessive use of force. Some kind of arrest where we say, you go, they wonder, say, who give them the power to take Duam, and including extrajudicial actions. So make we even look at my correct guess. First of all, before we even talk the matter, they go far. When we say informal security agencies, how we go take categorize them? Which agencies be informal security agencies? If we get like Karota and Castelia for inside the levels.
So my Obonge Nigerian people, where they listen to us, this case na case where we don't begin the hammer for a very long time. Those informal groups, if you see carefully, you will notice most of them na state government legislate after they can give them the authority, make them
they operate. Okay,
but waiting make way with they look at, with they see them as informal, we say one, they are coverage, and two, the way then they operate within the law, we bring them off for the state, ma. You will see, their laws, they conflict some of the main constitutional authority where they give. Take, okay, for instance, Karota for Kano, and Castelia for Kaduna here. Mm. You will see, most of the responsibility and the function where they give them for those two states, now functions where federal road safety
they do
and federal road safety, you know, say in our constitution, back them off. Now make what they call those ones as even informal, and when you can't relate fully go further, you go see like the Hisbah own ma, mostly they only consign people where mostly in our Muslims. Now so then people they see them.
Okay.
See, they consign. What thing consign me with Hisbah? After all, Hisbah Muslim
body. Okay.
So you see them that way. And civilian JTF. Look, we don't forget. The year 2007, when Boko Haram come there very wide. Now when civilian JTF become pop up be that, where they bring hunters, then bring volunteers with people where just they engage so that the unrest with bombs and all other activity where been they happen for Borno make them curtail.
Okay.
So Naim make with the CC, most of those things then get their responsibility, then get waiting, then they do where they help society, but
they classify them as informal.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So make we look overview. If you provide overview, I know say you don't already touch them of the informal security groups. You don't touch them, say how JTF takes starts their operation. But why it can be thin, we can they very, very common for inside northwest region of Nigeria?
Yes, if you look very well around the West African coast, where the Sahel region follow come, from Mauritania, you go Wakati, you come Niger, where you go come enter inside Niger, you go see, say, unrest plenty for this Sahel area.
Okay.
So, unlawful people where they carry arms, they come, they terrorize those area. Now, waiting bring about most of those people way on those informal groups be that.
Okay.
Basically, because when you look like the civilian JTF, when they start, it was because of made encounter within terrorists and those BH people than they do. So coming to West Africa, you go see, say, coming to Northwest Africa, Northwest Nigeria,
okay,
you go see, say, all those unrest, they need people who go volunteer, who go help tackle insecurity. Mm. Because some of those information where people they gather, it's overwhelming on our security network today. See, most information now from those informal groups, then they take the pick some of those information.
Okay.
So now waiting bring them up be that because of the unrest that started right from Mauritania down to this access Nain cause all those kasala for.
Okay. So it's possible for us to say all this formation of all these groups happen as a result of necessity.
Necessity. Okay. And that necessity, like if you take Karota in Kano, Karota in Kano came in existence in 2012.
Okay.
When Musa Rabiu Kwankwaso was then the governor, he saw the rate of influx of people into Kano and how traffic can become wahala for them to control and how excess indiscriminate parking or unlawful things they happen. Mm. That was when he created that Karota. And here in Kaduna, Castellia came into existence, I think 2017, when Malam El-Rufai been come on board. And
in fact, that time they been drive JT,
VIO. Mm. So VIO been they go out even on Saturdays, on Sundays. Mm. And come then they collect cashew, and those cashew know they remit and into government coffers.
Mm.
It be like saying that their personal business that time
then they do.
Nadi, all those things been come up where they create.
And some of their methods, their mode of operation.
Was very terrible.
So it was now necessary for us to have Castellia. Okay.
So going back to Hisba. Mm. Hisba was a childbirth of necessity when Zamfara governor being pronounced Sharia. So that time, then they see, say, okay, if Sharia they exist, waiting be who and who go they regulate things where people suppose they do.
Mm.
Now that time, now they bring up Hisba. Then I made them complement some of the activities where police and other conventional security they tackle.
Okay.
If you understand the Arabic word Hisba, it means performing a common good,
okay,
performing a common good, with the intention of God to reward you.
Okay.
So if you perform anything that is commonly good for God to reward you, that is, you go they make people make them regulate certain things where God no want.
Okay.
So that was the essence of creating Hisba.
Mm.
But Hisba kuma, when they go out of their ways, they do a lot of things where society
their
know.
Their enforcement method.
Okay. No, they blend with within society being. Because you where them bring you up, say make you they check within somebody they do where no group. No be say make you the spy on him or make you the advise him, say this and this and this. But it got to a time that even in Zamfara, Hisba, you get one Hisba person where then being catch, he go spy on one family.
Mm.
up to the extent where Ima then come carry him publicly, then give him some lashes.
Okay.
Make he day as detriment to him. Then no talk say make you go spy on people.
So he do him outside of the provision the, of...
Now, okay. Waiting the course way, then they shrink, then they will they get kasala with them be that regarding the civic space.
Mm.
And you know, say, for every democracy to strive, the civic space now be the cornerstone where you suppose, where people suppose ahead to.
Okay.
Because that civic space will give you the right, say, make you assemble. It will give you the right, make you... ask seek for accountability. It will give you the right, say, make you demand for certain things
okay.
Will be your own.
Okay.
But his bar, them are, can they flex muscles, can they clamp on people, can they do a lot of things. You get one woman where I mean somebody, where they even catch, say, she get belle, she then in Zamfara. All those things brought a lot of crisis.
Mm.
So... Okay. Then get their own impediments too.
Okay, so make we I like as you don't they mention civic space, because now the direction where would they carry the conversation go now, because now we want to look how civil society organizations both within Nigeria and internationally fit collaborate to address the issues related to informal security groups and their impact on civic space for inside the region.
So that ability of collaboration, we must build synergy. We must build networks. We must come together as a people. The only way we feel sustain this one, Nabi say, we within Nigeria self, first, we go profile ourselves. Make we know what thing we want. Make we know how to go about those things. Because by the time we no get that understanding of sustaining ourselves and building understanding within ourselves.
Mm.
How we go take carry and go Ogbodo Igbo. But if we understand ourselves here, build ourselves in clusters, understand ourselves, vet ourselves, know who they do which job, who they do job where they do together, where we go collabo. Now we go fit. End up say make we meet the Ogbodo Igbo, make them join us to create a platform where we go share knowledge, we go share experience, we go share a lot of things in common, lessons learning, we go travel, learn lessons and bring findings together. Now we go do that collab. But if we know if we do that within ourselves, for Najama, persons we suppose waka go kanu. Waka go Lagos, waka go places where we go share lessons within ourselves so that the civic space no go they shrink. So if we no do that one, before we go talk, say we go meet Obodo, Igbo people, make we do that one, it go they hard. So our collab will suppose start here.
From here.
Make we know what thing we want and how to go about it. Knowledge-based experiences and learning lessons sharing.
When they come back, sharply, make we drink water, drop cup. Ladies and gentlemen, you dey listen to the voice of Bako Abdul Usman, a civil liberty organization person, and now togetherly we dey look the matter of these informal security groups, their activities and ways where we fit take support them, and be where them fit take make sure say they know they infringe on people's rights and make sure say everything they go well for inside civic space for inside the northern region. When they come back, sharply. Not touch your radio. There's just something about you. Something about you. Yes, yeah, so as we discuss the matter, they go, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, it go make brain make we sharply can even check how these informal security groups don't evolve over time. Waiting be the factors where they don't take contribute, I be where they contribute to their growth and their influence for another Nigeria. And they make we also look at how this their growth and their operation take close civic space. Remember, say, you don't explain, give us talk, say, civic space. Now the place where go fit allow everybody to fit function. So if these informal security groups, they do their doings, how they don't take grow and how their growth and influence don't be for another Nigeria, and also how we don't take affect civic space. I know say we don't touch them before,
yeah,
but make we just touch them small.
So the bottom line here, we say, when those informal security networks been can they evolve, then they evolve because our politicians, they use them. We civilians, we they get some feelers of their activity. So generally, they can become like double-edged sword, where they go use them for good, they go use them for bad. So on the process where they can they grow, a lot of government, we form them, a lot of politicians, we form them, can't begin to use them negatively.
Okay.
So that negative aspect can be plenty, they pass even the good aspect of it. Because you go see, say, Carota, Castelia, civilian JTF, all. Sometimes those people, then they even form roadblocks.
Mm.
We, even police, now stop and search. Sometimes then they allow them, made and they do. We, then they inside our constitution, fully in the constitution. All those informal groups, where we call now, some of them, they know even they inside constitution. But you go see, say, then they even form roadblocks. Some politicians, they use them to generate revenue. Now that revenue aspect of it, then they see. They know they see waiting those informal group they do to shrink the civic space. How then they take, violate people's right. How then they take, they hamper on people existence or peaceful assembly. Because you go see some, like the JTF, when I go they gather sometimes peaceful meeting, then go con they ask una question unnecessary. Mm. Then go con they even flex muscles, say, we with it, now we get this area, now we they command this area. Because already they don't get that synergy working relationship with the conventional security.
So it can't look like, say, they too get power. They carry power inside their hands.
I'm telling you, see, some places, if you even go, you go see, say, then go catch person, deal with that person based on, they no go report them to even police station where
they're supposed to do.
Where supposed to do. Apparently, from the start, if issue they happen between neighbors or community people, if JTF or civilian JTF, they there, then supposed to go find out what thing they happen. Even if they make arrest, then go carry this arrest, go give police. But then they come become authoritative by themselves. Mm. So most of those things.
In fact, they go even do work of judge for court.
My brother Nasu, we say.
Okay. So you feel share any examples of incidents or cases where these groups don't directly impact civil space or civic society organizations for Northwest?
Way then don't impact civil society organization. Yes, some you see,
like you mentioned the case of that Amina.
So you see, like the case of Amina for what in they call them Zamfara, they played a very a role that who give you the God say make you go talk say this person Gebele. How you take no say you na doctor you
because
be.
You na doctor must
no doctor
must
tell person say do test say this person get belle, but then go confirm say this woman get belle. That thing became a very serious case. So some of those things where then they do it is shrink that civic space where I tell you say na cornerstone for every democracy to evolve. But then no one know because they are not well trained. They are not people who are educated most of the time. So that jungle justice, they make the space, they shrink.
Okay.
And shrinking that space, they cause a lot of a problem for citizens to carry their normal activities free and elaborate. And but despite this, they get their own positive side though, because we see waiting then do for Borno. Yes.
Okay.
Borno State, when Boko Haram been the harassed people, now them decide say today this is enough. Now them push those people up to the extent where we can't know somewhere say the way then they call Sambisa. But before we don't know anything like Sambisa, we know say okay, then Goza, Obama and the rest. But finally when they come begin they push, they go, we can't hear say they don't drive all those people city. All those people, they don't go Sambisa Forest now. And for here now in Kaduna, with the activities of Kaslia, you go see, say, yes, generation of revenue being happen. But as it happen, destruction, they follow up. Then make sure, say, people go pay for offenses where then they commit and other things where then they commit. Out of those offenses, Kuma, then Kuma, where then talk say if person no pay for you no get driver's license, you no get this, he make you go pull out in plate number. So all those things they happen, but then they do the good, then they do the bad, and sometimes they even do the worst.
Okay, you get any specific recommendations or best practices where you believe say they supposed implement to take protect and expand civic space for northwest of Nigeria in the face of all of these challenges?
Yes, you see, one good thing where we supposed to do, where we go promote this civic space, we say there are authority people give us laws and rules of engagement. And those laws and rules of engagement, they their way everybody know. So for us as citizens, if then they allow us assemble peacefully, both in private and in public, we go see say the space go they expand the more, go they expand the more. And our collective interest make it be say waiting we go do as citizens, may they know, make those informal authority people, may they know conde wahala us when we they do our peaceful assembly, when we they ask certain questions, when we they engage government constructively, may they know can they do. Because generally now, most of those informal security agents where you they see, where like Cadvis now might they come up, you go see say opposition politicians might they fear them. Then they think say they go use them against them as opposition.
Okay.
And now waiting they even cause way even state police can one become issue be that.
Okay.
Because if we create those state police and the rest, people they fear say the governor
way the government of the day,
of the
will,
day
use them.
Will use them.
Okay.
Will use the, it against them. So we need to expand this civic space so that and follow the laws of the land as enshrined in our constitution. We're so doing, I think I will get everything right. Our constitution is very, very clear on how to engage, allow us assemble peacefully, allow us enjoy ourselves, ask the relevant question, and freedom of movement, freedom of association, and what have you. All those is enshrined in the constitution.
Thank you very much, our correct person, Bako Abdul Usman. In fact, you don't touch lights the matter well early, plus including the recommendation where you give. I for like make we continue the conversation, but you know, see they be waiting the sweet, the quick finish. That now how we take come to the end of the show for today. Shout out to our people for inside the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict and Peace Building. We go jam again on Wednesday as we run this matter every Wednesday once agogo don't knock 7 o'clock. Thank you again once again for our correct person. And we hope say anytime where we call on you to come follow us, chook mouth on top matters, you go there available for us.
My brother, I go there available. And I want to talk the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict Building. Because if conflict day now, I for no come here, my brother. And
no, they say conflict no bad though.
Yeah.
Now violent conflicts not be the problem.
So, as it be. If violent conflict day. I for no come here. So
myself, I for no tell you, say, may you come
here. We need that peace so that we coexist.
Yeah.
And I did very happy of recent our Ogbonge governor for the state sort of saying a pro-democracy person. And anybody we want cause kata-kata, in they ready for them. So now that kind of action we want to hear.
Yeah.
Make it a follow them up so that we go day peacefully. We see what thing happen. We need to grow and we need to accept each other. If you think, say, you now from this community you be in, at this tribe you be in, at this religion you be, it exists for your for your bedroom. North day your bedroom, east day your bedroom, west day your bedroom, south day your bedroom. So what do you go tell people again? Make we just embrace ourselves, make we live one as family.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't come to the end of the waka. We go jam again on Wednesday, as I mentioned before. Until then, lie down flat on top of your radio. Make you the enjoy better graduation.
Our people for inside Constitution Road.
Correct FM. Now we all know.